Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, to Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live Radio in Sheffield on 93.2 FM, around the world on sheffieldlive.org, and on the internet later as a podcast on Mixcloud. With James Fagan and Sam Hindley, I am going to be with you in the first hour and Sam Hindley in the second. In the second hour, you'll hear an interview with the wonderful duo Chris Weil and Julie Matthews, brilliant singers, 30 years on the road, and they are celebrating with a big tour, and they chat to Sam in the second half. In the first half, I've got some key new releases to play you of wonderful artists, including the Rheingans Sisters, Cohen Braithwaite, Kilcoyne, Jake Blount and Marley Obmsawin, and a great new release from Alison McMorland & Co. with some ballads collected from Mrs. Brown of Falkland in the late 1790s. That may sound like a long time ago. Wait till you hear this version of Lady Maisery. It's incredible. We also have a new release from Thorpe and Morrison, and a new release coming out today from Joni Mitchell, looking at her archives of live recordings. We'll celebrate with a seminal track from the late, great Kris Kristofferson, who sadly passed away this week and will be greatly missed in the world of music. We also have some wonderful music from Tim Van Eyck and Amethyst Kea and Lula Wiles in the first half. And then, as I said, the great Chris Weil and Julie Matthews joining Sam Hindley in the second half. I hope the sun is shining on you on this October day. Keep listening to Thank Goodness It's Folk.
Everyone's waiting for someone to sing, and then everyone's stares. Everything starts, everything is ending. Scroll down, everyone's craving time. Everyone's holding their place on the line. Everyone's job is a compromise. Swim, everyone synchronized. Strike, everything stops and starts. Everything's firing fake little hearts. Everyone's running away from the sharks. The sharks are poking their fins out the drain. Cover, duck, cover. Everyone feels it moving underneath. Everything's rocking the boat. Hold it now, everyone steady. Just keep it afloat. It's sinking. Everyone's waiting for someone to say, and then everyone stares, everything starts, everything is ending. Everyone's tumbling in from the rain. Everyone's off to see Dylan again. Clouds, everyone's rushing around. The idiot rain is heavy. Everyone's cold because they're wearing the wrong thing. Everyone's smoking just to feel warm again. It's sinking in. Everyone's waiting for someone to sing. And then everyone stares. Everything starts. Everything is ending.
Well, welcome to the program, and what a start that was. Drink Up from the new album by the Rheingans Sisters, which is called Start Close In, and as you can hear, it's absolutely fantastic. Fans of the Rheingans Sisters' previous records have been anticipating this for ages, and it is absolutely true what it says in the press release, that it is a different sound again for this well-loved duo. And thank you to Anna and Rowan for continuing to produce this radical, wonderful, dance-based, human, fantastic music. And what a tour the Rheingans sisters have put together to share this new album with you. Do check out the Rheingans sisters website or social media for tour dates all across the country in November. Let's hear another new release. That was released on Friday. Coming out today is another very significant album, Cohen Braithwaite Kilcoyne. I just think this is an extraordinary piece of work altogether, and we've already featured some of it on the show. The album is called Play Up the Music and is an exploration of the crossover between English traditional music and the music of the Caribbean, particularly Barbados, which is where Cohen's maternal grandmothers both came from. Cohen was brought up in England, but in Caribbean, amongst Caribbean culture and music. But he also loves English traditional music and is an exponent of that. So this project has allowed him to look at the origins of some of the songs that are well known in the musical traditions of the Caribbean and Black America, but actually are several centuries old, adopted English folk songs infused with the personal musical language of the Americas and of the Caribbean. So this became a big challenge for Cohen, and he researched it thoroughly. And I'll just read you a little bit from his press release because I think it's brilliant. Cohen hopes this album will shine light on a neglected offshoot of the English folk song tradition, giving a voice to those Black singers in the Americas that continued the development of English folk songs. It also gives voice to some of the people that did important work documenting these neglected songs, people such as Dorothy Scarborough in the USA, Walter Jekyll in Jamaica, and Peggy McGeary in Barbados. Cohen is on tour at the moment to coincide with the album, and he's got more dates in October, and you can find out that from Cohen's social media and also his website, which is cohenbk.com. So find out where Cohen's playing, go along and enjoy this beautiful work and get a copy of the album. Let's hear a track from it now. This is Hangman Slack on the Line.
Slack on the line a while. I think I see my mother coming with money to pay me fine. Mother, mother, did you bring me money? Money to pay me fine. Or have you come here to see me die all on the hangman's line? Well, no, my dear, I've not brought you money. Money to pay you fine. I've just come here to see you die all on the hangman's line. Oh, pickle, holy bush, it pricks and it pricks, pricks on me heart full sore. And if ever I get out of the prickle holly bush, I never will get in it anymore. Hangman, a hangman, slack on the line, slack on the line a while. I think I see my sister coming with money to pay me fine. Well, sister, sister, did you bring me money? Money to pay me fine. Or have you come here to see me die all on the hangman's line? Well, no, my dear, I've not brought you money. Money to pay you fine. I've just come here to see you die all on the hangman's line. Oh, the prickle holly bush, it pricks and it pricks, pricks on me heart full sore. And if ever I get out of the prickle holly bush, I never will get in it anymore. Hangman, a hangman, slack on the line, slack on the line a while. I think I see my true love coming with money to pay me fine. True love, did you bring me money? Money to pay me fine. Or have you come here to see me die all on the hangman's line? Well, yes, my dear, I brought you money. Money to pay you fine. How could I bear to see you die all on the hangman's line? Oh, the prickle holly bush, it pricks and it pricks, pricks on me heart full sore. And if ever I get out of the prickle holly bush, I never will get in it anymore.
another new release that came out on Friday, and that's an artist I've been following for a while called Jake Blount. He is an incredible musician. He's been to Sheffield a couple of times, and in his own words, is an interpreter of black folk music who has charted an unprecedented course through sound archives in defiance of genre categories, revisionist histories, and linear time. Jake Blount uses the banjo, fiddle, electric guitar, and synthesizer to fashion an Afrofuturist folklore that disintegrates the boundaries between acoustic and electric, artist and medium, and ancestor and progeny. Well, fascinatingly, he has teamed up on his new record with Marley Obomsawin, who is a wonderful bassist, composer, improviser, and a citizen of the Odinak First Nation people. She is an incredible composer, as a band leader and an accompanist. And I have just started looking into her work. I've only just come across her stuff recently, and it's amazing. As well as having a very active solo career, she's an activist and advocate for the Odinak First Nation people. And she was in a really great trio called Lula Wiles, who I've just come across as well. And I'm going to play you a track of theirs right now. So from the album What Will We Do by Lula Wiles, featuring the great bass playing of the aforementioned Marley Obomsawin, this is If I Don't Go.
Down at the end of the road, sometimes I go out there when I wanna be alone. It's only in the middle of the night, so you won't hear that door close. And I can tell that lately, who you want me to be. It's only in the middle of the night that I start thinking about leaving. What if I just keep on walking? What'll I do when the road runs out? What if it turns out that I don't need you? And what do I I don't go, how will I know? on the telephone wire. If she doesn't want for freedom, how will she know to go higher? Just a lesson that I haven't learned as I've been walking the life of a lie.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I shaved my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my brain the night before on cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street, caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I'd lost somehow, somewhere along the way. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. There's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound on the sleeping city sidewalks Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl who he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the song that they were singing. Then I headed back for home, and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On the Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as a sound the sleeping city sidewalks Sunday morning coming down.
Late great Chris Christopherson, who left the world mourning his loss and remembering his fantastic legacy. A brilliant songwriter and beloved across the genres. And it's very sad indeed that Chris Christopherson has died. And condolences to his millions of fans. That was one of his most popular songs, Sunday Morning Coming Down. And before that, we heard Lula Wiles. And that's what got me in the country mood. Lula Wiles, a trio featuring the bass playing that you heard on that track, which was called If I Don't Go, of Marley Obomsawin, who you heard before that in her new duo album, which is called Symbiont and came out on Friday. And that track was called Mother, Marley Obomsawin and Jake Blount. Fans of Joni Mitchell will be aware that today sees the release of Joni Mitchell Archives Volume 4, The Asylum Years, 1976 to 1980. This was a period of her career that I absolutely adore. And the album will come out today and is full of live recordings of her, rare live recordings previously unreleased in this format. And I'm going to play you her introduction to her singing, one of my very favourite songs. It comes from the studio album Hajira, but here she is singing it live at the Forum in Montreal on the 12th of April 1975 with a beautiful introduction to the song in which she says that she's just written the last verse the night before. I'll play this for Chris Weil and Julie Matthews, our guests, in the second half. Here is Joni Mitchell.
I came to this tour in New Haven and I just hitched along for the rest of the distance. And it's kind of like running away from home to join the circus. Anyway, I've got this tune that has been growing. Started off with two verses, and a couple of nights later I added another one, and last night I got a fourth one. I think it's finished, but I don't know. Maybe there's a couple of more chapters to go, but it's called Coyote, and it goes like this. No regrets, Coyote. We just come from such different sets of circumstance. I'm up all night in the studios, and you're up early on your ranch. You'll be brushing out a broodmare's tail while the sun is ascending, and I'll just be getting home with my reel-to-reel. There's no comprehending just how close to the bone and the skin and the eyes and the lips you can get and still feel so alone and still feel related like stations in some relay. You're not a hit-and-run driver, no, no. Racing away, you just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner of white lines on the freeway. We saw a farmhouse burning down in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the night. We rode right past that tragedy till we came to some roadhouse lights, and a local band was playing. Locals were up shaking and kicking on the floor, and the next thing I know, a coyote's at my door. He pins me in a corner and he won't take no, and he leads me on that dance floor, and we're dancing close and slow. He's got a woman at home, a woman for the night, and now he wants one for the day. Oh, why'd you have to get so drunk and lead me on that way? You just picked up a hitcher, a victim of white lines on the freeway. I looked a coyote in the face on the road to Belgeny near my old hometown. He went running through the whisker wheat, chasing some prize down. And a hawk was playing with him, and the coyote was jumping up and making passes. And he had those same eyes just like yours under your dark glasses, privately probing the public rooms and peeking through keyholes in numbered doors, where the players lick their wounds and take their temporary lovers and their pills and powders to get them through this passion play. I have no regrets, Coyote. I'm getting on. boys. You just picked up a hitcher, a prisoner in fine white lines on the freeway. Coyote in the restaurant, he's staring a hole in his scrambled eggs. He picks up my scent on his fingers while he's watching the waitress's legs. He's too far from the Bay of Fundy, from salt air and 50-mile tides, and the air-conditioned cubicles and the carbon ribbon rides are spelling it out so clear that either he's gotta stand and fight or take off out of here. From Louis on the balcony and the ladies in the show, and from me, Coyote, the flame you typed up in an Eskimo. Me, the hitcher. Me, the victim. The prisoner of fine white lines on the free, freeway.
I'll wager a hatful of guineas against all the songs you can sing, that someday you'll love and the next day you'll lose, and winter will turn into spring, and the snow falls and the wind calls and the year turns round again. And like barleycorn, who rose from the grave, New Year will rise up again. But there will come a time of great plenty, a time of good harvest and sun. Till then, put your trust in tomorrow, my friend, for yesterday's over and done. Plough, sow, reap and moan, the year turns round again. And like barleycorn, who rose from the grave, New Year will rise up again.
Tim Van Eyken there with the London Philharmonic Orchestra from his outstanding performance in the songman role that he devised along with John Tamms and the cast and directors The arrangement by Adrian Sutton of The Year Turns Round Again. Tim Van Eyck, a stunning vocalist and great instrumentalist, as you know. And there's an opportunity to see Tim solo for the first time in many, many years at the Sheffield Folk Celebration Weekend. That's happening at Sheffield Crook Social Club on Saturday the 23rd of November and Sunday the 24th of November. Tim is headlining on Sunday the 24th of November, that concert in the early evening, featuring Culverake, the Rosie Hood Band and Tim Van Eyck. And I'll be there with Sam Hindley. We are putting that gig on to celebrate 10 years of presenting Thank Goodness It's Folk Together. And we hope you can come along. And the day before, you should come along as well, because you'll see Martin Simpson, Melrose Quartet, Underground Sun, Pete Smith and Alec Thompson, as well as Sheffield City Morris, celebrating the life of Jude Wilford and Jerry Bates. So it's a whole weekend, the Sheffield Folk Celebration Weekend. Tickets are on sale now. Just go to We Got Tickets and look up Sheffield Folk Celebration Weekend. We've sold well over 100 tickets already. Don't miss out and get your tickets now. The whole weekend is only 30 quid for 2 days of fantastic music and sessions and a rare vinyl auction. And you can get a 20 quid ticket if you can only make one of the days. So please join us. That was Tim Van Eyck. Amethyst Kia from her previous release, Wary Strange. That was Firewater. And I, like many other people, are counting the days down. 21 days, apparently. 12 hours, 7 minutes and 9 seconds until she releases her new album on the 25th of October called Still and Bright. I can't wait for that. Followers of the Child Ballad series that we've been running on Thank Goodness It's Folk will know that we're in the middle of the Robin Hood section at the moment, and last week we had Child Ballad 140. But I want to take you back, if I may, to Child Ballad 65, which is called Lady Maisery. We had a version of that way back when. But a new record has just arrived on my desk from the wonderful ballad singer Alison McMorland, who will be well known to fans of traditional singing, and two other great ballad singers, Joe Miller and Kirsty Potts. And together, they have put together a collection of some of the ballads of Anna Gordon, better known as Mrs. Brown of Falkland. She is an incredibly important source singer and was one of the very first singers collected in the first wave of folk song collection from the oral tradition, which happened between 1760 and 1830. And if you look in Bronson, you will discover that the very first tune listed for Lady Maisery was collected from Mrs. Brown of Falkland, copied down by Joseph Ritson sometime between 1792 and 1794. The tune is magnificent. The ballad goes for 10 minutes, so get a cup of tea and listen to this magnificent rendition from Joe Miller. The whole CD is a double album with fantastic notes, a must-have for fans of traditional ballad singing and the singing of Alison McMorland. But we're going to hear Joe Miller, as I said, singing Lady Maisery. And tell me, if you want, you can drop me a line and tell me, Sam Hindley might know as well, listen to this tune for Lady Maisery sung by Joe Miller, but tell me who you think might have used this tune for another ballad. There is the quiz question for today. Which other child ballad uses this tune? This is probably one of my very favourite ballads. And the album, as I said, is called Some Ballads of Anna Gordon, Mrs. Brown of Falkland.
The young lords o' the north country have all a wooing gone to win the love of Lady Maisery. But o' them she wooed hae none. Oh, they courted Lady Maisery wi' all kind o' things, and they sought her, Lady Maisery, wi' brooches and wi' rings, and they sought her, Lady Maisery, frae father and frae mother. And they sought her, Lady Maisery, frae sister and frae brother. And they followed her, Lady Maisery, through chamber and through hall. But all that they could say to her, her answer still was no. Oh, hold your tongues, young men, she says, and think nae mair on me, for I've gien my love to an English lord, and think nae mair on me. Her father's kitchy boy heard that, and an ill death may he dee. And he is on to her brother as fast as gang could he. Oh, is my father and my mother well, but and my brothers three? Gin my sister Lady Maisery's well, there's naething can ail me. Your father and your mother's well, but on your brothers three. Your sister Lady Maisery's well, so beg we bairn gang she. Can this be true you tell to me, my malison light on thee? But gin it be a lie you tell, you shall be hanged he. He's done him to his sister's power, wi' meikle dool and care, And there he saw Lady Maisry, a came in her yalla hair. Oh, what is that, Bernie says, that ye say beg are we? And gin ye winna own the truth, this moment ye sall dee. She's turned her right hand roon aboot, and the kem fell fae at hand. A trembling seized her fair body, and her rosy cheek grew wan. Oh, pardon me, my brother dear, and the truth I'll tell to thee. My bairn, it is to Lord William, and he is betrothed to me. Oh, could na ye gotten dukes or lords until your ain country, that ye draw up wi' an English dog to bring this shame on me. But ye maun gie up the English lord when your young babe is born. For gin ye keep him an oor langer, your life shall be forlorn. I will gie up this English blood till my young baby be born, but never a day nor hour langer, though my life should be forlorn. Oh, what is all my merry young men whom I gie meet and fee, to poo the thistle and the thorn, to burn this vile hoard wee? Oh, where will I get a bonny boy to help me in my need, to run wi' haste to Lord William and bid him come wi' speed? Oh, oot spak a bonny boy stood by her brother's side. Oh, I would run your errand, lady, o'er all the world wide. Aft have I run your errands, lady, one blonde baith wind and wheat. But now I'll run your errand, lady, with salt tears on my cheek. Oh, when he come to broken breaks, he bent his bow and swam. And when he come to the green grass growing, he slacked his shoon and ran. Oh, when he come to Lord William's yates, he bade na to chap or caw, but bent his bow till he's breast, and lightly lap the wa', and or the porter was at the yett, the boy was in the hall. Oh, is my biggin's broken, boy, or is my towers won? Or is my lady lighter yet, of a dear daughter or a son? Your biggin is na broken, sir, nor is your towers won, but the fairest lady in all the land, for you this day maun burn. Oh, saddle me the black, or saddle me the brown, or saddle me the swiftest steed that ever rade frae a town. Or he was near a mile awa', she heard his wild horse sneeze. Mend up the fire, my false brother, it's na come to my knees. Oh, when he lighted at the yett, she heard his bridal ring. Mend up the fire, my false brother, it's far yet frae my chin. Mend up the fire to me, brother, mend up the fire to me. For I see him coming hard and fast, will soon mend up to thee. Ogin my hands had been loose, Willie, sae hard as they are bound, I would have turned me frae the gleed and cast anoot your young son. Oh, I'll gar pardon for you, Maisry, your father and your mother. And I'll gar burn for you, Maisry, your sister and your brother. And I'll gar burn for you, Maisry, the chief o' your kin. And the last bonfire that I come to, my cell, I will cast in.
You've been listening to the first hour of Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live, and much more coming up after the break with Sam Hindley, who has as his very special guests Chris Weil and Julie Matthews, who are on tour celebrating 30 years on the road together. Congratulations, Chris and Julie. I'm looking forward to hearing the interview with them and new music from Chris and Julie. Sam Hindley is a huge fan of theirs and a good friend as well, and I know that the interview will be great. So stick around after the break. I'm going to leave you with some new music now from a Birmingham-based Anglo-Scottish duo called Thorpe and Morrison, and their album comes out next week and is called Grass and Granite. And from it, here are the Wedding Marches. I'll see you next week. But as I say, more after this with Sam Hindley.